The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 409.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She's an actress and a filmmaker, and I'm just really excited to have her on today to share her story. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Christine Gerolaga. Christine, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Thanks so much for having me. I'm doing great. I hope you're doing well as well. I am a Bay Area native. I was born in San Francisco, Bay Area, and have lived there for most of my life. I just recently moved over to Los Angeles, where I reside now. Been here for about 2.5 years, and I've just been going hard at the acting and filmmaking career as an Asian American woman.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Christine, what's your cultural background?
I am Filipina American.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I absolutely love this quote by Carrie Fisher. I believe it's from one of her books that I didn't get a chance to read, but it's so inspiring to me and seriously been one of the things that I have been reading back to myself whenever I start to get a little less confident in my choices or whenever I'm feeling some kind of fear. And that quote is, "Stay afraid, but do it anyway. What's important is the action. You don't have to wait to be confident. Just do it and eventually the confidence will follow." And I just love that so much and everything that says about embracing the fear and moving forward anyway.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's a great quote, especially, you know, we all feel fear, right? Sometimes fear stops us from doing something, but really fear should be our motivator to, you know, take action on whatever it is we want to do, whether it's to be an actress, to travel the world, to live your own life. I think if we see it as a motivator, rather the opposite, then we can go out there and do amazing things. I really love that quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I would define self-confidence as really just, you know, being unapologetically you and true to yourself, which is something that I am constantly working toward for me, because that's something I struggle with still to this day. But I would have to say just being absolutely unapologetic.
That's a great definition. And I think we're all guilty of that, right? Just always apologizing for every single thing. But as long as we're aware of it, we can, you know, find ways to work on ourselves and make that, you know, easier to fix. So thanks for sharing that. And, you know, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
You know, before, it's even hard for me to say that I've discovered self-confidence, because, you know, it's a constant journey for me and it's a constant back and forth. And there's like these waves of feeling confident and then the waves of feeling, you know, not so confident. And I could say that when I'm not feeling confident, you know, it's just this feeling of, where I'm second guessing myself constantly. Yeah, I'm constantly apologetic about, you know, my ideas, my work, my opinions, my appearance especially, and like just always being afraid of what people think of me. That's basically what it's like for me when I'm not feeling confident at all.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we all go through, right? The fear of like what other people think of us, especially in the world of like social media. You know, we see photos on Instagram and Facebook and we're so great at the comparing game. But we have to realize like sometimes it's like what you see is not always real. There's filters, there's editing, you know, it's not real and raw. And I'm not saying that all of them are like that, but I think we have to remember, like, you know, this is just a picture, you know, don't take it so seriously. I know it's easier said than done, but when we do work on ourselves, it does get easier. And what was that point in your life life when you realize you are more than enough, you can go out there and, you know, be the person that you are today, you know, being an actress and a filmmaker? What was that aha moment?
Well, you know, actually, it's one of my favorite things that I've been learning as an actor and, you know, as a filmmaker is that, like, especially in this industry where people think they have it all figured out, like, and in life in general, I just realized no one has it all figured out. And that, like, having that knowledge that no one has it all figured out is really liberating to me. Like, it gave me this sense of freedom that, okay, you know what? I don't have to impress anyone. What I need to work on is just bettering myself and impressing myself. And, you know, that will make me the best version of me to not only me, but to everyone else who, you know, who's watching what I do. So that favorite things to discover in recent months.
Thanks for sharing that. I think that's important to know that, you know, when we first start something or even if we're doing something, we don't always have it, you know, all figured out. Like, I remember when I first started this, I didn't even know what a podcast was, to be honest. But I knew it was something that I would love to use to spread the message. Then, you know, I figure, well, I can figure it out along the way, right? I mean, we might make some mistakes, you know, make some mistakes along the way, you know, try to figure out something that'll take 2 hours. But in the end, it's all worth it. And I think the more we realize, like, it's not, you know, we don't always have to figure it out in the moment, or we don't always have to figure everything out before we start something. We just do it along the way. Like you mentioned, life just gets easier and lighter. And, you know, because of that, what's your life been like now?
I mean, it's still up and down, you know, it's still rocky. I'm still going back and forth between feeling, you know, on top of the world and feeling good about myself and then going back to, like, you know, not feeling so great about myself, which is such a human thing. I've gotten to a point where it's like when I am going through those really rough phases, you know, accepting that, realizing that's human and just like riding that wave and, you know, reminding myself that it's totally okay to feel the way I do and to feel those, you know, negative feelings, but to also combat those, you know, and combat them and counter them with positive thoughts and action. Like, if I do feel a certain way, like if I'm not feeling good about my health or my appearance, then, you know, taking action and, you know, starting to eat cleaner or like to be more active outside and exercise, you know, whatever it takes to make me feel better about me. And that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, getting slimmer or getting my bikini body, but that it, to me, it means like just feeling better, like inside, so that I can go and do more things, you know. And I guess one thing I really am doing now that, like, whenever I do feel good about myself is embracing rejection instead of fearing it. Because once I discovered that, like, embracing rejection got me to more acceptance, I was just able to, you know, move on faster with things I wanted to do instead of being afraid to ask for things I needed or help. Such an important thing.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned you embrace rejection, because I know like all of us fear rejection. Even I have feared it. But, you know, like the more you, like you mentioned, embrace it, it is a greater feeling. Like, you know, I still get, you know, when I reach out to people to be a guest on the show, I mean, I still get no's, but it doesn't stop me from, you know, asking, you know, more and more people out there. It's like, okay, they said no, but it's not no forever, right? It's maybe not right now.
And it's not even a personal thing. It's totally not something that people should take personally. It's just one step toward the next yes, whenever that may be, you know?
Yeah. So I mean, I think if we see rejection that way, it just makes everything a lot better to work with, for sure. And we get over it a lot faster. So thanks for sharing that. And to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Well, I would love to say, of course, listen to great podcasts like this one that are really inspiring and, like, you know, just remembering that you're not alone, because everyone is on this journey to discovering what it is that makes them feel good about themselves. You know, everyone goes through rough patches and discovering self-confidence. So I would say listen to podcasts like this one. You know, stop apologizing for things you don't need to apologize for. Challenge yourself to keep evolving and growing. And one of my favorite things to do now that I literally just started doing a couple of months ago was like actually say out loud to myself how proud I am of the things that I'm doing. Because hearing that out loud for me has actually been very healing and powerful. And it's just, I think a really healthy way to treat ourselves.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think, you know, those are all great tips, especially being proud of yourselves. You know, we have to celebrate every single success that we have in our lives, no matter how big they are or small, because, you know, the small success leads to big ones. And I think the more we celebrate that, it also helps us build confidence and keeps helping us take action on what we want. So
absolutely. And it totally also, you know, makes the journey even more worthwhile if we're not like, you know, every step of the way is worth celebrating, not just the big milestones. And it totally just makes the journey even more exciting if you celebrate more. So
yeah, I totally agree with that. So thanks for sharing that. And Christine, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do or check out some of your work, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Sure. You could see all of my acting and filmmaking work on my website, ChristineGeralaga.com. And you could also follow me on Twitter at Christine, spelled KristineGeE. And my Instagram, Christine Geralaga.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Christine, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Christine's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just really want to thank Christine for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Christine.
Well, thank you, Sheena. I'm seriously really honored that you had me on here. I'm still working on my journey and your podcast has been helpful for that. So congratulations to you. And I can't wait to hear the next episodes.
Awesome. Well, it was really great having you on as well. Thanks for taking the time for sure to come over and, you know, share your story a little bit. So thanks again. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Sign up for our free membership site to get more amazing resources for self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.